all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 21 of Mouse, Manners, and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hi.
And Morgan.
Hey.
And Todd.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hey.
And Becky.
Hi.
And me, Nathan. And today we are going to kind of go off the beaten path, for lack of a better term, since we're actually calling it off the beaten path, and go around. I guess it's the plan was, if you've been at Disney for multiple years, you've done the rides, you've been to the theme parks, kind of getting used to it, things that we kind of enjoy that's not really typical, like not the rides, not the theme parks, not the food necessarily, but things you might not consider the first couple of times you go.
Yeah, and if for some reason you find yourself bored or want something different to do, if you find yourself bored or it's too crowded and you want to find something to do, these are some good ideas.
So let's just jump into it and start going around the room. So, Hannah, what's your first one?
I have the Three Caballeros because it's like, it's in Mexico, but it's kind of tucked away in a little place where you probably normally couldn't see it. And some people probably don't even know it's there because it's in that little temple.
Yeah, they have some good shopping in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Morgan?
My first one is the guy that does all the little chair tricks in France. I think that's cool. And plus, if you don't look at the timesheet, you wouldn't know what it is or what. You wouldn't even know that they have it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't walk up to it.
Unless you hear the whistle and think some freak's just taking some chairs and driving, get real high in the high sky. Okay, Todd, what's your first one?
I like the train station at the Magic Kingdom. You can take a nice, relaxing train ride all around the Magic Kingdom. So if it gets really hot, you can hop on a train and maybe cool down a little bit and rest your feet. But also, I'll sneak up there sometimes. It's also a good advantage point to watch the parades at night or wishes. So you just have to get up there early because there are some seats and chairs up there, but they go kind of fast. But during the day, you can always go up there and kind of, you're kind of above the crowd and kind of a good place to people watch. So that's kind of my off the beaten path location.
Well, that's a great point about the parades and the fireworks, too. If you get there early enough, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you take videos and cameras and stuff, you get some good angles up there. So there's a couple poles, and especially in the wintertime when they have some of the special parades, the tree, Christmas tree they put, can obstruct or interfere with some of your views, toward the castle, or depending which side of the train station you're sitting on. Otherwise, it's a very good place.
I was up there one time when I was watching a parade at the Christmas time, and even if the chairs are all taken,
mm-hmm.
you can stand up and you got a pretty good vantage point. And then also, if you get tired, you can just prop your elbow on somebody's head.
Yeah.
That also keeps your camera still, too.
There you go.
They may not like it, but who cares?
All right. It's in the shade, so it's nice and cool.
It is. Yeah. They have artifacts. They don't know artifacts. Like different train-themed stuff you can look at in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kristen, what's yours?
Mine would be La Nube Cirque du Soleil.
Say that again?
No. It's a really cool show, and it's expensive, but it's worth doing once at least. We've done it twice and enjoyed it both times. But it's something we didn't do until we had gone several times. And we just wanted something different. And
Downtown Disney.
Right? Downtown Disney. Yeah. And the concierge at the hotel can arrange your tickets for you. And we did that the first time, and she had us right down in the front. It was pretty cool.
Would you do it again? The third time?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
How early did you get tickets to be able to get in the front?
Well, they were there.
We were there.
Oh, you were there, I think.
Just a couple days.
Yeah, we just went to, like I said, the concierge at Orleans Riverside. Yeah. And I guess enough days out. I know there are a couple days that they don't perform. They're dark.
Is that National Clown Day?
It must be. It must be. There are a few creepy parts in it, but that's all relative. Might not, what's creepy to me might not be creepy to the next person. But it's really good in the
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the closer you get, the more expensive the seats are. I think we get somehow got a discount, partial discount for the first time we went. But
yeah.
I mean, there's really not a bad seat in the house.
No, there's not.
It's all cramped. So if you're tall and big and stuff, it may be a little difficult, but it seems like the seats are right on top of each other. But.
Are they actual seats with armrest?
Yeah.
They're like not just a bench.
I mean, like a theater seat.
Yeah. But they have snacks there, drinks, food, you know, they have all that stuff. They sell cotton candy and all that stuff also. And
oh, I didn't know that.
It's a neat show. The talent is amazing.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking for something to do, like I said, you know, been there several times, and it's worth going to.
All right, Becky, what about your first one?
Okay. I'm going to have two because they kind of go along with each other. Piano Bob, which is at the Port Orleans Riverside.
Yay.
And Elliot Dyson, which is at the Port Orleans French Quarter. They're both, they both play music. Piano Bob plays the piano and gets the crowd going and
involved.
There you go. Involved. And Elliot is more low key and he, plays several different kinds of music and, he more or less dedicates song to people and talk to people from the audience. You don't have to necessarily get up. And they're both in a lounge, type atmosphere, but, they're pretty fun to do. Both of them are. Just depends on, what kind of entertainment you might want.
Yeah, I think I can pretty much speak for everybody at the table. We haven't seen Elliot. Morgan, Todd, and I, Kristen, have not seen Elliot. But as far as Piano Bob, I think we all have enjoyed him.
Yes. And the thing we've never mentioned is there's no cover.
Yeah.
Don't charge anything. It's always free. You just go in and get a seat. Sit down and enjoy it.
Get there early if you want a seat.
That's right. My first off the beaten path is looking at the park at the design. So just even the small little things that I think it's just looking at the in-park design, so realizing where you're at and seeing how they've kind of matched the design and the lights and the seats and all that stuff to it. I think just seeing the little intricacies of each area, I really like to do that. Boring.
Exactly. What?
Boring. See, she didn't even know what I said. She was over there listening. She heard this. Okay, Hannah, your turn.
Look at the design of the buildings.
Wow. Whatever. My opinion.
That's really what you do when we go there?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in a corner and cry.
What do you say?
She still don't know what I said. Whatever, forget it. Hannah,
you might need to do another one.
I don't care.
What did you say?
Nobody's going to want to do that on a rainy day or.
What?
No, you can go down. Like,
what do you say?
Go like the Magic Kingdom. You look up at the windows. Look at all the names. Those are Imagineers, the people that's had significant impacts on Disney.
See, he gets it.
Okay, now that sounded more interesting than looking at the architecture and design of the buildings.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Incorporating both together.
Yeah. It's my theme park and I'll look if I want to. I'll look if I want to.
Wow.
Whatever. Why don't you just sit over there with your Elliot and your Hoochie Macoochie or whatever you just said and stay on my business. Becky, what you, or shoot. Hannah, you got me all twisted and turned around. Dadgummit. Hannah, what's your second?
Getting beignets while watching Elliot.
Yummy.
At the Port Orleans French Quarter. Beignets are very good. If you never tried them, go try them. You're missing out.
That's beignets.
You're missing out.
Yeah, I'll have to go do that.
Next time you gotta do it. It's like a donut fried and they cover it in powdered sugar and then they cover it in more powdered sugar.
Oh, she's
excited. And if you don't have powdered sugar all over your face by the end, you ain't eating it right.
Similar to a funnel cake.
I love funnel cakes.
Why am I not conveying what I'm supposed to be meaning? Don't say it. Morgan, what's yours?
My next one is inventions. Inventions. Whatever. I don't know how to say it. Inventions. like, my favorite part about interventions is the piggy bank event, the great piggy bank adventure. It's so fun. You take a little piggy bank, and then you go collect coins.
I wish you could keep the piggy.
It's cute.
Yeah, the girls love going in there and spending.
And the one, the part where you, like, pull, like, strings and try to break stuff. It never works.
You mean like in the bathrooms and stuff? What are you trying to
No, break? Like when they have the little things that you try to break, like the TV and stuff like that.
We have destructive children.
That, have you ever noticed that TV's from like the 1970s?
Mm-hmm. It still hasn't broken.
It still hasn't broken.
Yeah.
It's probably got a thing on it this thick, glass.
Probably, because how many people go through that daily and pull the... Is it the hammer that crushes the TV? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then pull the hammer and crush the TV. How many people do that and it still hasn't crushed and they have never have replaced it?
Because all you need is a Wii controller and a flat screen TV and you can break that sucker. Like, all right, Todd, the only one that supports me at the table, what's yours?
I'm with you, bro.
We'll give you some extra time, too. Just go ahead and take all the time you want.
No, I like just lounge around the resorts and walk around the resorts, you know, especially at... during the holiday season, around Christmas time, going to the Grand Floridian, looking at the lobby, the gingerbread house, and the giant Christmas tree, going to like Wilderness Lodge and looking at her decorations, and also going to the beach club lobby, and we've seen choirs performing there and stuff in good places. It's a nice, comfortable chairs. You just kind of sit back and relax, and people watch, and they always have, you know, some types of different decorations. Christmas time, they have the carousel.
Gingerbread carousel at Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have that, too. So, the best thing about the beach club is like a chocolate. It's like the chocolate
horses. It's the train station, isn't it?
The best thing about
or
those
it's got
things...
It's the little train.
That's a yacht.
That's it. I think that's the yacht.
Okay. The best thing
but
about...
But it's a short walk away. You can go down there. But just you know, taking in the resorts, you know, people a lot of times will just look around the resort where they're staying, but it's easy to, you know, can be easy, especially the Magic Kingdom resorts, hop the monorail and get off and around, look at those. And, you know, just strolling through the poly, walking down along the beach, you know, maybe watching the fireworks, wishes from the beach, or just kind of getting a hammock. So.
The best thing about the gingerbread stuff is, like, you can go around there, and you can find the golden Mickey heads. You can try to see and find all of them. Because there isn't there like 15 on all of them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they tell you. I mean,
they tell you how many. Right. The best thing about the gingerbreads is the smell of them. Let's just be honest, people.
And you can buy your own.
Start saying, yeah. You can buy stuff in the gingerbread house.
But you walk in at Christmas time, the Grand Floridian, and that's what it smells like.
Another smell, just as an aside, we were talking about the Polynesian. That was... What are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I didn't talk about no smells on me. Gee whiz. So the smells at the poly from the lanterns that are on fire. That's great, like what you're talking, great atmosphere and just the smell of it.
Yeah, the tiki torches, they have a lighting ceremony every night, so that's kind of cool. Just you know, hang around the resorts. And I know a lot of people that go down there just kind of relax it on and go to the theme parks. They just kind of hang around the resorts. Lots of stuff to do.
Yep. So we're going to skip Kristen and Becky. Being so mean. What's your... Whatever, Kristen.
Kristen has
whatever.
Something on the smell.
What smell do you smell, Kristen? What's your favorite smell? It's going to be another one of your bathroom reviews.
Well, man, this belongs to the manor
air
section.
Fresher.
My next off the beaten path would be all the little shows at Epcot that they have in each country, because a lot of people don't take time out to stand and watch them, and most of them are pretty neat. The like China has acrobats, and then there's the rubbish show in the UK and the off-kilter in Canada. And it's just nice little different shows that you can watch. And at Christmas time, they have the Santa Clauses at each country or the
their equivalent of Santa.
So it's kind of, those are kind of neat to me to just sit and watch those. Take your time out and just sit back and watch them. And a lot of them do audience participation. And so it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Now you can't, do they have time guides for those?
I can't remember. Yeah, they do.
They do. So like the mariachi band and the.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot the most important one.
Oh, gosh, what was I thinking?
What?
You cannot miss the belly dancer in Morocco. Because
that's right.
I am just saying, I'm telling you. That would be tragic for any male alive. And you can get your picture taken with her. Just ask the husbands.
Yes, you can.
You know what? She recognized us from the podcast, and she said, can I please have my picture taken with you so I can spread it to my friends?
Did she hear your voice?
She did.
Okay.
Me and Todd were talking very loudly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there was something on the news the other day. One of the news people was wearing a suit, and they said, it's for my debut on the radio. And the other guy had to say, you know, radio's not visual.
Listen, me and Todd have very distinct voices that if somebody's out there listening, they just pick right up and they say, hey, come and take a picture with me because the smooth, sultry sounds of your voices, I have to get my picture taken with you.
Sure. You can believe that. We'll let you believe that.
Thank you.
For now.
Yeah. We'll let you live in your fantasy land.
Don't we have a Disney podcast? I do live in fantasy land. All right, Becky, what's yours?
Which one do I choose?
Are you not prepared?
No, I'm prepared. I've got so many. Here's one of my favorite things to do in Hollywood Studios. I can't do the Star Tours ride because it makes me sick. I get motion sick so easy. Not sure if this is the correct name, but I call it the Cantina. That's right next to Star Tours. And you can go in there. It's nice and air-conditioned. Get a beer or two. And you can sit and watch Star Tours. What do you call it when Darth?
The Jedi training.
Yeah, the Jedi training. You can watch that because they've got lots of windows in there. People watch. And sometimes that's, if you're sitting there at the right time, that's when the parade starts and you can watch that.
They have a lot of props and stuff in there, too, that's kind of neat to just look at.
Yeah.
In there.
They're all non-painted ceramics sitting in there. But not necessarily have anything to do with Disney, I don't believe, but
still kind of a neat
place. It's just a neat place. You can get, it's a quick service. There's a bathroom in there if you need a bathroom.
It's the Backlot Express.
Well, I call it the Cantina.
I wonder why. The old watering hole.
That's right.
You can pass that by though and not really notice it.
Yeah.
It's kind of setting back in
there. Yeah, setting in the back corner, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of big inside, though, from what it looks like on the out.
Yeah, there's a hole.
Well, how come last time I was in there, people didn't just pass by? Because I had to stand in line forever.
Because you had a regular voice and they wanted to take a picture with you.
Or I have a lot of the seniors that serve the quick service. You go up and put your order in and notice they have a lot of the senior employees that work there. They use it are there. So it's like your grandmother giving you your food and stuff. So.
Huh. Hey, are you saying seniors are slow?
I'm not saying seniors are slow at all. And every time I've been in there, there seems to be lots of seniors working in that area.
It's just given with more love.
Of course.
There's also, when they start to do their Star Wars stuff, you can get like Star Wars special food items or containers. Usually they're in there.
Oh, yes.
Like my R2-D2 container. So my next one is, go ahead and get out your making fun of hats. It's walking on the boardwalk in the beach club. I think just that one path where all the shops are. And it's either day or at night. Except for that one hill from the boardwalk over to the beach club that doesn't seem like it's so steep. But you get to the top of it and you almost think that you're going to have some kind of coronary. But you can go around, you can see the pool that's around there, you can go all the way up to the yacht club, and at night, they have entertainment on the boardwalk, which I think is pretty neat. So it's a pretty cool atmosphere, I think, to walk around in.
I will agree with you, Nathan.
I was going to put a caveat in there, because I like to look at the design of that walking path, too. Oh, the cool part, too.
He didn't let him finish. He had to board it up with that.
Wink, 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 wink. So the other thing that's really cool is if you go from the boardwalk over to the beach club, they have this little area. It's like a little covered, covered area, and sometimes they have weddings that are in there.
It's kind of gazebo kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're lucky, you'll catch that. That's kind of neat. Mm-hmm. And you can pass them by and go, there's the beginning of the end of your life. You better enjoy it while you can, sucker.
That or the blue table event.
What?
The blue table event that you decide not to go to.
What blue table event?
The one right outside the beach club that all the blue tables set up.
And you said you were invited to, but you decided not to go?
Well, you know, I don't really want to crash the party with, you know, my celebrity.
How do y'all remember that?
I can't remember yesterday.
Megan's like, what are you talking about?
Blue cloth, what? Okay, Hannah, what's yours?
At Great Britain in Epcot, in like kind of the back of that area, they have a little maze that you can go through, and it's not really a maze. You can kind of see it if you're tall. But, like, if you were a three-year-old, that would be kind of fun because you'd be just the right height for it.
Yeah, to get lost in that maze from anybody except for a toddler, you'd have to be on your belly and scoot around in it. But that's a cool place.
Is that close? Like, they have a stage back there where they have the some kind of bands they used to have the Beatles look like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way. You don't really have a lot of people back there. Yeah,
it's a really pretty garden back in there.
There's seats back there to sit down and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of a real quiet place.
And that's where
relax.
Back there is where you can see Tigger and
Pooh.
Yeah.
All the way to the back right.
And you can get your Curly Whirlies there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Morgan. What's yours?
At Epcot, they have this place called Club Cool. It's like where you try like different soda from like around the world.
Coke.
I found one that I liked.
Beverly.
Now I don't. Now I can't find it.
Is it strawberry flavor?
I don't know.
The strawberry flavor.
Ooh, that's good. I didn't like.
Or watermelon. Strong,
but it's fun to try different cokes.
Except prepared for your feet to get stuck.
Yeah, when that's what I was hearing say. Yeah. It's very sticky on the floor.
You can get a Coca-Cola slushy in there, too.
Yeah.
And they sell little Coke
trinkets.
Trinkets, yeah. Index. Like shirts and napkin holders and salt and pepper shaker. I mean, just stuff like that have Coca-Cola on it. None of it says Diet Coke, though, just in case you're looking for Diet Coke.
Back in the 80s, we would have paid a whole bunch to get a Coca-Cola t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now they're only like $5. Anyway, I'm sorry, that was a flashback.
No, you need to clarify that. They're not $5 at Disney.
Not $5 at
Probably
Disney.
Probably $5 at Walmart.
Sorry. All right, Todd, what's yours?
Something we did, I think, on our last trip, took a different types of boat tours out of several of the different marinas, typically out of the Contemporary. You can take those, rent those, and go out and watch Wishes. So I think that was a really good time. Something that's kind of off the beaten path that you don't really think about. You say, oh, it's all those boats out there. But very, very nice to go out and, especially a summer night, and watch Wishes from the water.
It'd be even cooler if you could watch it on the grand yacht. But nobody has that kind of money in this podcast. Well, sure.
Bum, 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 bum.
Take you around the lake, give you some historical things of what's going on in the area around the Seven Seas Lagoon, around Bay Lake, and it's really cool.
You actually learn a bunch of stuff, but not like learning like in school learning, which I don't like, but learning Disney learning, which I do like.
The only thing that could have made that better was a math and one boat.
Well, like a little curtain in a box.
Just
like yeah, because everybody.
Just put this tarp over here.
It's probably one of the big yachts.
It probably is, but.
Gotta pay for that.
$500 an hour?
Yep. That was fun.
All right, Kristen, what's yours?
All right, since Nathan just stole my boardwalk one, I'll have to go to my next one. Grand Floridian in Saratoga. And which I've not been to those, but the girls have been to Grand Floridian. They both have spas in there at the resorts. So that's something else you can do. Like, we're going to Vero our next trip, and we're doing the spa down there. So I have done that. It's really nice. Just something to kind of pamper yourself. Get a nice massage and pedicure and manicure or facial.
And they have like a steam room, and they had mm-hmm. one at whatchamacallit. Yeah, it was so warm.
So that's something. If you want to pamper yourself, go for it. You're worth it.
That's great. I'll schedule me and Todd's pampering the next time we go down there. What do you want, Todd?
Actually, you're going to schedule one for us, and you're going to go watch.
Yeah, so you can learn.
Okay, as long as you pay us every time, we'll do it like every week.
Oh, we pay you for your time. we're going to start charging for dinner.
For each meal.
Disney fries for
each
yeah.
meal.
Yeah.
Laundry service.
Yep. Cleaning. House cleaning.
Maid service. Yeah.
I don't like this podcast. All right, Becky, what's yours?
Okay, I'm going to go with the carriage ride at the Port Orleans Riverside, which is one that we've done. And I'm pretty sure that's where it starts, is the mm-hmm. Riverside. But it takes you over to the French Quarter, and it's just a really slow, peaceful ride, which I really enjoyed. It's at night. You can't make them talk to the lady more than I did, but
we did that one time. It was nice.
I think they also have it down at the Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness,
yeah. But it wasn't real expensive for what it was. And
no.
It was under $100, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was a long ride, and it was pretty neat.
I would say 4 to 6 people, depending on your size, can go on that ride. And now here's Nathan's boring idea.
So what I like to do is, it doesn't really matter where you are on property, it's just find a good bench and sit down, people watch, and I'm going to put a caveat in here too, is critique them.
Oh, honey, let me just tell you. All I do is sit down, people watch and critique, because I don't ride the rides.
I feel like I just opened up a can of worms. It's like, honey, you shouldn't have worn that.
It's interesting what choices people make. Let's just say that.
Like somebody put a rubber band around a thing of Play-Doh. Anybody can feel free to use that one at the parks. But it's cool. I mean, it's not necessarily just about, you know, critiquing people, but watching the little kids like get so excited coming in the parks or jump around, especially if like there's character meet and greets that are out.
Oh, yeah.
And then just see them go nuts.
Yeah.
And then not want to leave. Mm-hmm. And I think the coolest thing is when you're looking at character meet and greets, and the kids are, I mean, they're so jacked up about seeing these characters, and some of them can't handle it. Like,
some of them
run
afraid.
In front of, like, the lines, or, like, they have to be pulled away, and then they run back and stuff. I mean, it's like, that's just, like, the magic part of it, I guess, mm-hmm. too. You know, not necessarily, you know, seeing somebody wear a too tight Bon Jovi shirt, but, you know, also seeing the kids, like, really enjoying themselves and stuff, too.
Yeah, that is fun. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Nathan. That was a good one.
I think I just had a slight coronary right there. I'm getting agreed with. From boredom to agreement. All right, Hannah, what's yours?
In, like, when you're going through the castle to get into Fantasyland, they've made a mosaic of the story of Cinderella. And I think that's kind of cool.
That's neat to look at.
Yeah, I wonder how long it took them to do that.
There's like, real gold in those tiles.
Is that why you took that screwdriver in? You were licking them tiles. Yeah. Which one was gold? I'm getting paid back.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and touching them too is kind of cool. Like feeling the mosaics. And
is that kind of like your architecture?
It is. See, it comes full circle.
Yeah.
You're my daughter, aren't you?
But Hannah's isn't boring.
That's where she gets that part from me.
Yeah, no.
Yes. The not boring part.
So, Morgan, we're skipping you. On to Todd. All right, what's yours, Morgan?
Mine's the turtle talk with Crush, because some people don't know that that's there. And it's pretty cool, because some people might think it's planned, but it's really not, because you can ask them anything. I never did, because they always told me to ask the same question over and over and over again.
You ask them what they eat.
A billion times.
So what do they eat?
I don't know.
He said he asked her what she liked to eat.
Oh. What did I say?
Pizza.
Pizza.
There's a shocker.
So did you sit down on the floor in the front with all...
When I was little, and not like last trip I did.
I think it's kind of embarrassing when you sit down there, but...
Well, and a lot, she's right. A lot of people say, oh, living in the seas, let's just skip that. There's nothing in there but a bunch of fish. Let's just skip that. And I mean, they miss out. The manatees are in there, and they have the big aquariums. Yeah, there are fish in there, but it's just kind of neat.
Well, there are dolphins and sharks.
And turtles. You'll sometimes see scuba divers in there, and it's just kind of neat to still go in there. The girls like to go and look at the manatees.
Yeah. I think it's kind of an ongoing theme, too, just as a side note. I guess if you've been there like a ton and ton of times, you start to say, well, I've been through the rides, I've been through all this stuff, and it's more about relaxing, mm-hmm. right? Finding those areas that won't even necessarily get in the crowds anymore. I just want to kind of take it easy.
Yeah. Right?
All right, Todd, what's your next one?
Some of the tours that's available. Those are added expense. But, you know, some of those tours are well worth it. Keys to the Kingdom tours, there's the Marsh Line tour, there's some tours of you can take for the train tours. You know, there's several different things they offer in Epcot, you know, scuba diving, different things of that nature. Some of the tours at the Animal Kingdom, they have where you can go on the safaris and stuff like that. So, I think those are kind of off the beaten path that, you know, normally you wouldn't do, you know, especially if you're only going a couple times, and after, like I said, you've been there for a while, you know, take those. Those are very, very neat. We've had, one or two of those, and the guides have been, you know, excellent, very knowledgeable. You get more behind the scenes knowledge and how Disney works and the things you normally don't get to see.
All right, Kristen, what's yours?
Okay, well, I have to be honest, I haven't done this, but I'm doing it next time, okay? It's the Sunday gospel brunch at the House of Blues. It's a gospel blues music thing, and you eat brunch while you're listening to this music. I heard a lot about it. My boss actually goes every now and then, and he said it's just fabulous. And I like all kinds of music, so I decided we're going to do that this time. And so we booked it, and that's kind of off the beaten path. I didn't really know about it till my boss told me about it. Because it's not advertised really well.
No.
I mean, you know the House of Blues, but I didn't know they had a Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. So
it's not on the regular dining reservations list either, is it?
I don't think so. I think I had to go to House of Blues and to Orlando, and I had to go the roundabout way to get there.
Oh, but you did make you didn't have to speak to someone?
No, I made reservations online.
Because, I mean, the House of Blues is a chain. I mean, they have... So it's Disney. Not necessarily affiliated with Disney. It is at Disney.
Right.
So that's probably why it doesn't get promoted by Disney as much. But, yeah, we're going to try that and see.
We're going to try that.
You have to tell us how it is when you,
yeah.
when you do
food
it.
And gospel singing.
The guinea pigs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like an hour and a half to 2 hours, I think.
Oh, wow.
So and the
is it a church service or is it
no,
it's just music?
It's just music. And, like, some of the YouTube videos I've seen of it, they get... Like younger kids, they get them up on stage or, and it's just, you know, you have assigned seating, so it's a certain number of people can come in.
Okay.
And it just seems like it might be interesting.
Have you ever eaten at the House of Blues regularly? We haven't either.
So, I mean, I get to eat for 2 hours. Is that what you're saying?
Woo!
It's a buffet brunch, yeah. Shouldn't have to feed you again that day.
Start dieting now.
No, you got to get in training. So
that's
you
true.
Can expand your stomach
that's
enough
true.
To be able to eat all that. All right, Becky, what's yours?
I'm going to go with finding hidden Mickeys. We've gotten to the point where, like, standing in line for rides or just walking around, it's fun to look for them. It keeps you kind of occupied, especially if you're standing in a long line. Because in all the architecture. They have they have put hidden Mickeys in there. It looks like a Mickey head. It could be three plates that resemble, you know, one at the bottom, two up at the top that look like Mickey ears. And anything in between, but it's fun to look for them.
I actually have a book that they sell that
yeah.
you can...
Yeah, if you want to get into it.
Games and contests.
Yeah. The things we never looked for, mm-hmm. it was in the new Fantasyland. I haven't found a hidden Mickey in the new Fantasyland. We'll have to try that next time. See if we can find any there. Yeah. I think I'm more generic on walking and looking around at resorts. Like, especially going into, like, shops that may have merchandise that aren't necessarily included in any of the other shops.
Yeah, it was good when they had T-shirts that were resort-specific. I mean, you can go and buy a Port Orleans T-shirt, and then they, you know, so, you know, if they're coming back, you know, that's, you know, it gives people to do that. I think they had a lot of outrage or heard a lot of people voice their wanting to do that because, yeah, you could get resort-specific. Well, you know, that's they're all they have at those resorts. So you have to go there and get them again.
And you might have your favorite, too, so you got to represent it.
Exactly.
Right. So, and they're themed, the merchandise themed after that resort. So mine was short. What's yours, Hannah?
The boat rides at the Caribbean beach. Like, you can rent the boats. But they are sometimes scary.
Why? What makes them scary?
Because people, they like ride, they like driving really, really fast where they're not supposed to.
Like, you just have to get outside the wake zone and then you can go as fast as you want.
But when you're in the boat that you steer with,
oh, your the feet, paddle boat. Yeah, that's scary.
The waves, they make you flop around everywhere.
It felt like we were going to fall over.
Next time we're going to rent a canoe.
And they do those at the Caribbean beach. They do those at Port Orleans.
Wilderness.
The Contemporary Wilderness.
I think at the Wilderness it would be scary because that's a huge lake.
Yeah.
It would be fun, too, though.
Yeah, you got more traffic over there, too. Lots of boats transporting people back and forth. So, but yeah, little sea racers, kind of always fun to do.
Oh, yeah, they do it at the beach club, too. And all up in there.
Beach club.
Not I've club. Seen many people do that out there at the beach club. Have you?
No, that's where we did it at the beach club. That's the first time I ever did it with Morgan and I. So, you know, it's not wasn't very crowded, but still you got those boats that, you know, going back and forth, so you do have to be more careful. But there's always having lifeguards and things patrolled out there to kind of keep.
Can you drive under the bridge that goes towards Epcot? Yeah.
Can you go all the way up to Hollywood Studios?
Yes, we could go all the way up to Hollywood Studios. Epcot, you couldn't go, no, I'm sorry, you couldn't go under the bridge going to Epcot.
You couldn't?
No.
Okay.
That's you really go through there. Yeah. But then, because it gets kind of a little narrow through there. We could go up to the place there in front of the Hollywood Studios, because it's, you know, pretty wide right through there. So
that's pretty cool.
But go up to the, you know, the Swan Dolphin and around through there. So
it's cool. It would be neat if they had different docks that you could dock that little boat at and go up.
Go to the park all day.
Come back out on your little boat.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Just rent a yacht for $500 an hour. I'm sure they'll sit there and wait for you.
I'm going to have to donate plasma again.
And your other kidney?
Can you live with a quarter kidney? I guess we'll find out. All right, what about yours, Morgan?
My next one is the sorcerer cards. Like, you can go to the firehouse. The house station, and you can get a pack of cards, and then it tells you where to go, and then you go and solve a problem with all your cards. It's pretty fun. Like, I know I have, like, a huge stack of them. Like, I didn't even bring them all because they wouldn't all fit in my purse last time because there were so many.
They turn into collection cards.
And you can trade. If you have two of the same one, you can trade with your friends and that kind of stuff.
Until your friend has the same one, then it's not so helpful for your friend.
And you have to find other friends or try to other people to trade with.
Then you make up an imaginary friend and then they can have.
Yeah.
What if you've got an online community of people that trade Sorcerer's Magic Kingdom cards? Never heard of it. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know what? I bet there's some huge fan that would. Because we've ran into someone with the Vinylmations when Hannah bought one. And he was like behind us. Oh, you're getting, you know, what series are you getting? Oh, can I watch you open it? Which we were going to take it back to the room and let her open it up there. And
well, sometimes you get Vinylmations that you don't want. I guess there's people out there that they'll trade you something else.
But back to the cards. I mean, we've seen a couple of people with like the books, the, what would you call it? Like the zipped up.
Pin trader books.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So that. You know, there's got to be somebody that wouldn't want to trade.
Yeah.
All right, Todd, what about you?
Since I like to fish, there's they offer lots of different fishing excursions at Walt Disney World. At some of the different docks, once again, the temporary Port Orleans Riverside, it's the Beach Club, and pretty much anywhere where they have a marina, you can do fishing excursions. And those can be guided tours. You don't have to take any equipment, just kind of show up and they provide all the equipment and the bait, and they'll, you know, usually have a little snack or so, a few drinks, and you can do anywhere from a couple hours to, you know, half a day excursions, because you're not allowed to fish, you know, from the bank from Disney property. But if you go through the tours and stuff, you can book those tours for that. And they offer it on Bay Lake and Seven Seas Lagoon. So, I know they have a couple times they will have professional fishing tournaments on there, so the professionals get to fish, and so that's something different.
It's catch and release, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You get to take them back to your room and skin them and cook them.
Take them to the restaurant.
Well, I thought they'd take you to Columbia Harbor House and dip them in some batter. And
there you go. There you go.
All right, Kristen, what about you?
Okay, this is the last one I have, and I haven't done this either, but I'd like to do it next time. Hint, hint, everybody. Splitsville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new bowling alley there. I think that would be cool to do.
I hear the food's good.
The menu looks fabulous.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I wouldn't be able to decide which thing I wanted on the menu.
That's true.
Too many options. Hot dogs and hamburgers?
Too many.
No,
good options.
No, they've got
sushi.
Wings, sushi.
They got all kinds of stuff.
Nachos.
Steaks.
Nacho cheese.
Cheese. So that's something new that's off the beaten path. That's at Downtown Disney. So
that might be something where we get the boys in line and call us when it's ready.
Yeah.
Say what?
Oh, we go shop.
Say what?
Huh?
I'm really not liking this podcast. Whatever. All right, Becky, what's yours?
Oh, I know. The movies at the resorts. Which I'm never interested in.
Never at all.
Because I don't want to get eaten up by bugs, which, you know, a lot of the places have them on the beach, which every places have beaches, like the Polynesian and the Caribbean Beach, the Grand California. No, that's not it.
Wow, you're out in Disneyland. That's awesome.
What's it called? Grand Floridian.
The Grand Kentucky.
Yeah, there you go.
Grand Kentuckian.
But they have those, and if you want to go see a movie, try to get your kids sleepy or something.
Take them to see Toy Story.
It's a neat atmosphere.
Yeah. Just go sit and watch a Disney movie.
Maybe you'll fall asleep, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they have all the deluxe resorts.
They're doing it at most of them now. Because remember Caribbean Beach, when we stayed there, they had it.
Yeah.
Port Orleans had it last time we were there. So I don't know about the values, but at least the moderate and deluxe, I know they're.
I almost think they'd want to have them at the values, too.
Yeah. I think they started at the deluxes.
Yeah.
Just deluxes, and I think they moved.
Yeah, it's probably got popular to the people. I wanted it at some of the other resorts as well.
Yeah, they do it at Vero, too.
I guess I'll take my bug spray and we can go sit on the beach.
Okay.
Okay.
Or just get like a long sleeve shirt, jeans, put some duct tape around.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Hey, I'm from Kentucky. I have duct tape on me.
Well, they have pretty duct tape now.
They do.
Designer duct tape.
Designer duct tape. You could pretty much match your outfit.
Some like Justin Bieber duct tape.
Okay. I'll wear the little mustaches. All over.
All right, so anybody else got any more?
I do.
Yeah. What's yours?
This is going to be my boring one. But the makeup in Downtown Disney, the Beautifully Disney. But the only bad thing about that is I've heard that you can't test the makeup. You can't see what the color looks like or anything. It's in, like, a case.
I have one. It's the Pennies All Around Disney. We have a it's literally a collection of them because we have, like, thousands of books. Not thousands, like, five.
And they change them periodically.
Yeah. So, and then they change the list or don't change the list, so you don't know which ones you have and which ones you don't have. And it doesn't help when the pennies aren't labeled what, like, where they're found, like in Hollywood Studios or Epcot or somewhere else. So that doesn't help at all.
That's where you put a penny in the thing and you roll it and it smashes it with the design, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cost you 50 cents to squish your penny.
Hmm. 51 cents.
No, you get your penny back. You just don't get to use it ever
again. Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. I don't think your uncle McDonald's will take the...
I don't know. It depends on even what line you get in.
That's true. But you can get an updated list. Just go to the guest relations in each park and ask them for a printed list of the locations of the pennies, and you can get that there.
Oh, they got location the penny location things?
They do.
That's a list, yeah.
We usually get ours.
You can find it online, but if you, you want
get,
the most...
Well, you can find it all ears is where you can find it, but it's not very updated.
Sorry, Dad.
I mean, I like all ears. I'm just saying it's not very updated.
Sorry, Dad.
And it would be kind of difficult unless you were working at Disney to update it because they do change them periodically and they may just change one of the options penny machine.
Oh.
Not all three of them.
Oh, so it doesn't stay the same penny machine.
Okay. Right.
How do you keep up with it?
I don't.
You don't.
We can remember, like the ones we've had for a long time, we can remember that we have them. But, you know, there's some that we end up duplicating because we can't remember.
I wonder if there's a penny trading place.
Well, they were saying McDonald's.
McDonald's does penny trading?
Well, they'll just take your pennies.
If you get in the right line.
Which line's that? All right, anybody else?
The only other one I had was the boat ride from Port Orleans, either French Quarter or Riverside to downtown. It's a nice, relaxing boat ride. Takes about 15 minutes. It's just a fun, different way to kind of get transported back and forth.
Relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see the treehouse, Phyllis, from the that boat ride too, pretty well.
I guess since nobody has anything else, we appreciate everybody listening out there and,
yeah, if you have your own things that we didn't mention, like I said, it's, you know, everybody has their own things that they like when they go back and, you know, kind of off the beaten path, different places. You know, and there's lots of other places you can kind of go, get out of the way, other major crowds, you know, all the different parks and different resorts. So just take time to that would be my advice is take time and get some of those locations, you know. Yeah, you go to theme parks for the rides and stuff. But occasionally you just want to kind of relax and take, you know, some of those off the beaten paths to your new adventures.
Well, that's part of the Disney experience too. Not just the rides, but the shows, the boat rides, the, you know, all the stuff we've mentioned, the
architecture.
What were you talking about?
Like Interventions. I mean, just stuff that, like, most people walk by Interventions and they're like, I'm not going to waste my time.
I'm just going there to cool off.
I'm going there to cool off and walk right out.
They have some neat stuff in there.
But they have some neat stuff and the kids can learn from it. Yeah. So, you know, it's just part of that experience.
And the next time you're down there and you see somebody staring at a lamppost, you go up to them and go, you get it. You get it.
Is your name Nathan?
Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
That's not right. All right. I'm not saying a word ever again. All right. Well, thanks for listening again. And if you have any, like Todd said, if you got any suggestions, always feel free to email us or call us. All of our contact information is in the show notes. So again, thanks for listening to us.
I hope all your dreams are magical dreams.